Good morning, YouTube. We're just getting ready to go over to Facebook and try Sunday morning. And good morning, Facebook as well. Yeah, hope you're having a good week so far, Monday morning, the 4th of April, 2020. You know, there are a lot of definitions of pride. I'm not talking about a den of lions. Of course, pride could be a den of lions, couldn't it? I think probably one of the best definitions that I've heard of pride is having an elevated opinion of oneself. Having an elevated opinion of oneself. We see many instances in Scripture that expose the pride of man's heart, the pride of man. Job 41:34, he beholdeth all things. He is a king over all the children of pride. God sees pride and he hates pride. There was no one more that exemplified more humility than Christ himself when he came down from the ivory palaces of heaven and lowered himself, emptied himself, and became as man. What humility. But in contradistinction to that, we find that the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Psalm 10:4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. The wicked, in his pride, doesn't think he needs God. He thinks he's in charge of his own destiny. He thinks he is all in all, basically. That's really what prompted me writing this book, The Lies of Free Will, because you explore the whole doctrine of the human will, especially philosophers that promote the free will of man. You'll find that ingrained in it throughout is the man's pride, man thinking that he's something when he's nothing. The wicked in his pride that persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. Do you think that these people really care about the poor and all these people that have lost their jobs and these people that are going to have to claim bankruptcy, these people that don't have food to eat? Do you think these politicians really give a care about them? No, they do not. Thinking about one thing, and that is their own power. Well, one thing about God's elect, we were given promises. Psalm 31:20 says, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Well, God has hidden us in his pavilion. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Psalm 36:11. With the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them ever be taken in their pride and for cursing and lying which they speak. Whenever Donald Trump got up and started taking the name of God in vain, that was enough for me right there. And all the lies that has come out of his mouth, all the lies that has come out of these politicians' mouth regarding coronavirus, the cursing and lying, is an example of their pride. Therefore, pride compassed them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Psalm 73:6. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You know, people say, well, you shouldn't hate. Well, we should hate evil. We should hate evil. In fact, when we hate evil, that's the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, to hate pride, to hate arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. When someone gets up and they start beating their chest and say, look at everything I've done. I've created the best economy, you know, in the history of the United States, and then in a short time later, God brings it down to the depths of depression, doesn't he? When pride cometh, then cometh shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Only by pride cometh contention. If you want to see a lot of contention going on, we know that pride is the central element of it. Is that not true? Is that not true? Gabriel, we are keeping you in our prayers, and may the good Lord intervene for you and the needs that you have. And I want to welcome all the rest who have joined us, as well as YouTube this morning. And we're talking about this morning the subject. In the mouth of foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, I've often shared with people the experience I had when I was like in fifth or sixth grade. I was out on the playground, and I thought I was going to show off in front of everybody, and I said, watch this. It had rained the night before, and there was a big puddle of water. My goal was to jump over the puddle of water. I took off running, and I jumped. I didn't jump far enough, and I landed right in the middle of it. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 29:23. Many people throughout history have been taken down because of their pride. Nebuchadnezzar was taken down because of his pride. Ephraim was taken down. Isaiah 9:9, and all the people should know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, they say in the pride and stoutness of heart. Isaiah 16:16, we have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Isaiah 23:9, the Lord of hosts hath purposed it to stain the pride of all glory and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. Are you seeking honor on this earth? Are you looking for the attaboys of man, the acceptance of a group? Are you in a fraternity of self-exaltation. Well, the Lord of hosts purposed to stain the pride of all glory. He shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hand, Isaiah 25:11. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. There's also a connection between alcoholism and pride. You know, the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. Thus saith the Lord, after this manner, I will mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. The Lord said he would mar the pride, M-A-R, the pride of Judah and the pride of Jerusalem, Jeremiah 13:9. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud, his loftiness and his arrogancy and his pride and the haughtiness of his heart. The terribleness has deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill, that thou through shouldst make thee rest as high as an eagle. I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. America has the eagle as their symbol, don't they? But now America has been brought down to its. Well, one of the main sins that was listed of Sodom was pride. Listen to this, Ezekiel 16:49-56. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride. Fullness of bread and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. I wonder how those people that were so proudful of their $100,000 incomes and never thought about the people that were struggling now wonder how they feel when they have nothing. When it's been taken away from them. For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by thy mouth in the day of thy pride. Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down, and the power of signs shall they fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord God. We all have a tendency to think we're something more than what we are. The Bible describes us as being less than grasshoppers in the sight of God. Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down. What did Nebuchadnezzar say after he was humbled? What was his change of heart? We find in Daniel 4:37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgments, and those that walk in pride he's able to abase. Have you ever found someone who, by their very demeanor, think that they have all the answers? Have you ever met someone that had the attitude, if you want to know something, just ask me. Just ask me. I'll tell you the answer. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him. Hosea 5, and the pride of Israel doth testify to his face, therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face. They do not return to the Lord their God, seek him. We should be seeking the Lord on a daily basis. We should ask God to remove pride from our hearts. We should ask God to give us the spirit of humility and to recognize that we are nothing apart from him. Obadiah 1:3. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? That's been the attitude of many government officials about America. Nobody can touch us. Let me tell you something. If God removes his hand from restraining evil on this nation, we will be brought down to the dust. Zephaniah 2:10. This shall they have for their pride, because they have magnified themselves against the people of the Lord of hosts. That's what people are doing right now. They're magnifying themselves against the people of the Lord. Zephaniah 3:11, in that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doings wherein thou hast transgressed against me, for when will I take away? Then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of thy holy mountain. Zechariah prophesied that God would cut off the pride of the Philistines. He prophesied that he would cut off the pride of Assyria and that it would be brought down. Zechariah 11:3, there is a voice of howling of the shepherds for their glorious spoil, a voice of the roaring of young lions, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled. The New Testament, we're given some things that point out the connection between pride and other things. Mark 7:22. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. A connecting link. We're told in 1 Timothy 3:6, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he will fall into the condemnation of the devil. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of this world. Well, there are many, many passages of Scripture that the pride of man. And when we're at our lowest is when we're most receptive to crying out to God. If you are having difficulties in your life, my suggestion would be to get alone with God and cry out to him, because he is the great healer. He is the great provider. He is the one whom we have to do with. And so this morning, that's what's been on my mind, this aspect of pride, not only in each of us individually, struggle with it, but also as a nation. Materialism has caused us to be haughty and proudful of heart. But for those who are downhearted, there is hope. For those who are discouraged, Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of the one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing waters sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of a lamb that's bent so low. Faithful shepherd and his refreshing waters will flow to... Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you today.